A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him, kneeling down, and begged him, saying, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. And he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." So the man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever done something for someone and had it lead to a series of "could you help me" calls? Could you give me a lift? Could you fix my computer? Could you? Could you? Could you? Sometimes, like Jesus, I need to find a deserted place. And in today's gospel, Jesus has already left Capernaum and go to preach in other towns and villages, for he could not be confined to one town or village. Then we have this story of the leper. Leprosy in the time of Jesus was not usually the real disease we know today as leprosy. It could be psoriasis or any other skin condition, but the fear of true leprosy was there. It required the isolation of a person from the community, wearing of worn and torn clothes, and the requirement that if others came near, to call out, "Unclean, unclean." It separated family and friends. It isolated people. The leper in the story trusts Jesus, who surely wishes the healing and relationships made whole. But this story leads to an irony as Jesus is beginning his ministry. Jesus breaks the strictures of his times and touches the leper, which makes Jesus unclean. Jesus does not claim to be above the Jewish law. Jesus simply heals. He charges the leper to follow the law and allow the priests to reinstate the cured man into the religious community. Do what Moses prescribed, and do not tell anyone. Instead, the leper goes about the area proclaiming how Jesus made him clean. The leper could move around freely, but now Jesus could not because people kept coming to him. Jesus' mission went beyond healing. It was about a relationship with God and the community, not just to be a healer. What about us? What is our mission? Pope Francis reminds us these days to be careful how we speak and act toward the refugees and migrants of our day. How do we enable those on the margin to be in relationship to God and in relationship with our community despite the disapproval of some others? Just as Jesus had to find his way to live the message and the mission as people came to him, so must we find a way to integrate those in need into our communities in new and different ways without making lepers of those different from ourselves. When we learn of their cultures, their needs, and get to know them one-on-one, we may find there is no need to fear, but a richness to be embraced. Today, what can I do to learn more or meet some of the people our society seeks to exclude? We may find some of the help and the peace we all need.